You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
On air
with Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest with you this morning. Sissany, Tanya in the back room. Hi, back room. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's the most excited to be here on a Wednesday morning? I like it. Downward slope. Into the weekend. It's going to be nice. I see no rain in the forecast. Right?
No rain.
I didn't really check this morning, but I checked.
No, I checked rain. On Monday.
La nada.
Let's see. Yeah, it's beautiful. Mid to upper 70s, 80s.
Well, Sisney, what's
this
going on?
Nice.
What do you want? You said I'm good, meaning we should ask you how you're doing again.
No,
how
you don't have to ask me. I just forward. I don't understand why my hands get cold.
Or your extremities, is that what they call
it?
Yeah. Cold?
Why?
I get that too. Actually, I got tingly finger every once in a while too. You know, when I am at the gym and I'm holding the bar, and like I'm holding the pull up bar, but I'm doing abs.
Yes.
And my elbows are in the hooks.
Yes.
My fingers will fall asleep if I do 20 plus of those.
Well, I mean, I can see that happening.
Yeah, it's a circulation.
Whenever this happens, I mean, sit on my hands and warm them up. Mm, and I feel funny doing that.
It's fine. Don't feel funny. Please feel funny about nothing that we do together anymore. There's nothing that can embarrass us here at this show. Tiny, speaking of the gym, wow, I ran into in the wild your best friend.
I ran into her
best friend.
Yes, literally.
Who?
Paulina.
Oh.
How do you not know her best friend?
Well, she has a lot of best friends.
That's what I said.
I was like, would it be Becca? I'm like, no, Becca went in the gym.
Paulina goes, that's what I said. Tanya, she goes, you know I'm Tanya's best friend. I said, well, does Tanya say that? Because
I thought you were going to say Brad. And so.
Well, I thought it was Becca.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you're not Becca.
No.
And she's like, I'm Paulina.
Yeah.
I said, well, it's so nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And she said, we've met.
Yes. You met her, so you know Sophia Carson is her sister, and
yes.
So you've met them like around
like hundreds of times, probably.
Okay, but guys, when you're in the gym,
everyone's out of context for me.
I can't remember that it's Sophia Carson's sister.
Yeah, like you met her on a red carpet,
gym. Right?
Yeah, I mean, and I don't even know it's me in the gym sometimes when I look in the mirror. How many best friends do you have, Sisney? It got me to thinking about like best friends. You know,
you may
call someone a best friend, but do they say that?
Yeah. A core besties, 6 to 8, probably.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm. So if you tell one bestie one thing, do you have to go to all of them where they get rubbed the wrong way if you don't tell them all?
No, because everyone is like a different walks of life besties, you know? I don't know. There's some that I don't speak to for a long time, but then when we do see each other, we pick up right where we left off, etc.
I get Tanya, very, I get very territorial over Becca for some reason.
Why is that? Why,
are you so possessive of Becca? It's so strange. I don't know. It's very like high school of me. But like I get FOMO if she's hanging out with her other best friends and I'm not there.
Can we need to work on that?
Yeah. I know.
Like, what is deal. That about? FOMO or you get jealous that she's with the other friends? There's a difference.
It's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both.
But you're good enough for her to hang out with all the time. She just wants to spread her.
And you have your
vibe.
Own life.
I know. It's not but rational. It's
I want to stop the show and I want to sit down. Mark, light a three-wicked tangerine scented candle and let's get into the root here.
But it's issue. Funny because I have other best friends too and like Becca does not care.
But now, Paulina tells me she is your best friend.
Yes.
Are you her best friend?
Yes.
Is she your best friend? You say yes. That, but I've never heard you say that here, and I've known you for 15
years. Yes, I have. But I don't say her name.
Sissy, yeah, you've never said Paulina, my best friend.
I feel like she's said it a few times.
I mean, do you want to back me up on this one?
Yeah, it's okay. Sissy knows the truth.
Well, I just know Tony's that she's. I just know that she's one of her best friends.
Yeah.
One of her best friends.
Yes,
well, she's
you can have
great.
Muscles.
By yeah. the way, it's funny. She's got a good voice. I don't. She got a really great voice. I was thinking she could fill in for you if you're never here because she's your best friend.
She does. She does have a really good voice.
I right? admire her. She should.
The very funny thing is, like, her and Becca are like dueling it out for maid of honor.
Oh my!
Okay, hold on.
Gosh.
Let me think about this.
Have
this
you involves... asked them?
I've only asked one of my bridesmaids so far, and she
Wait,
said yes.
How do they? Duel it out. Like, you're going to let them just get into the dojo and Tubson's going to referee and they're going to fight for it?
No, like, they're it's like this, like, joke that they're both fighting for it.
For the one spot?
Yeah.
Doesn't it come down to America's vote?
It comes down to my vote. Oh.
After the nationwide vote. Chad, I could do the results.
Slip it in Idol next week and just...
Paulina, Becca.
Yeah.
After the break. No, I could do the results if you tell me which one gets it. We'll put them both on the air right here and I'll read the card.
Oh, I love this. Why can't you have two?
I've already decided. I have it all. I think I'm actually going to ask them this weekend.
So you're going to have both?
You can have both. It doesn't have to be.
I already know the answer. I just haven't asked them. So I don't want to like spill the beans.
Oh my gosh. They know. So, do you really have to ask them?
Do you know who the bridesmaids are?
Yes. I have them all.
Do we?
So far, I've only asked one, and she said yes, and it was Sophia.
Who's going to say no?
Yeah. I don't know. Some people might say no.
I know. We've heard those stories before right here.
I don't have time. It's too much.
So Sophia Carson's going to be there.
She's going to be one of my bridesmaids, yeah.
Should I have her open up for me? Like, I got a performance. Should I have her open for me?
All right. Maybe she could walk you down the aisle.
Her sister Paulina. Oh, do we get paired up?
Yeah, maybe.
Her sister Paulina.
Yes.
Who else there? Becca? Mm-hmm. Okay. We know three of the bridesmaids, Sisney. I can really
Becca, Paulina, Sophia, at least three.
Mm-hmm.
How do you ask this?
Your sister?
Mm-hmm.
Four.
Am I one? I'm not one.
No, you're not.
I could be one. I was a maid of, what was I? I was a man of honor.
Man once. Of honor, yeah.
But if you called, actually, I want to take a break and come back. I want to hear how you ask. What you say.
Oh, how I did it?
Yeah, how you ask
okay.
them and how
there's
I might
different
be asked
ways you can do it.
Yeah, there's no right or wrong.
Well, I want to hear what you said.
Okay.
Because I know you said something. Mm-hmm. You didn't just send a text. I know you. All right, we're going to get to what happened overnight in a second here, Sissy. Stand by for that in case we missed anything. And Tanya's getting ready for a wedding. We know Sophia Carson and Paulina, sisters, going to be some bridesmaids there. We know Becca's going to be one. Your sister's going to be one. How many are you going to have total?
I have five total.
Okay. And there's
and we know four out of the five.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to be a man of honor?
No, you're the officiant.
Like, I can't play both roles. No. Why can't I play offense and defense?
He wants to be the ring bearer. He wants to be the man of honor.
Excuse me, I can multitask. I can do two shows in one day.
No, okay? No, you cannot.
All right.
I'm not
Let's
convinced
assume.
That there's multiples of you, so maybe you could.
That would be a little easier. Let's assume, let's role play that I am a man of honor. As I was for my sister in her wedding, and you're going to ask me to be part of the bridesmaids. What would you say?
Okay, so what I did...
Call me?
No, I did it in person. And I made a box, bridesmaid box.
Uh-huh.
And when you open the box, the first thing you see is a candle that says, will you be my bridesmaid on the candle?
So they know everything that's happening right there.
Correct. So that was like the ask, essentially. And then there's like a little note on all these little trinkets in there. So I got a planner and I wrote for all of our family meetings, you're going to need this to stay organized. I put some Listerine strips in there and said, because you know, I can sometimes have dragon breath. So you're always ready. And then I got them all matching sweatshirts.
I love it so much.
So cute.
Super cute.
But I'm the only one that got a vinyl.
Yeah, that's just for the officiant.
Okay. I got vinyl. My invitation came with vinyl.
Yeah. That was just for you.
It's going to be so exciting.
Yeah, but the box was really cute, and Sophia got emotional, and it was really sweet.
Jen, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah. I'm always a company man. You know that.
You are.
And I'm hosting the wedding, and I just had a great idea. It's a eureka moment for sales.
Ooh. I'm here for it.
Listerine. She's packing Listerine strips into these boxes.
Let's get
Listerine to sponsor this.
And that's so much better than a mint because I almost choked on my mint going down the aisle.
Don't you think Listerine could sponsor the wedding? I got to do a performance. I can work in a live ad.
Yeah, I'll send an
email. But you're not going to do a live ad in my wedding.
I was thinking about that driving in today, and I was just like, I wonder if he will, drop Ford, because, you and Raleigh both have Fords.
I'm going to come in a Bronco, so you better bet.
Yeah, he's going to slip in all the sponsorships
This is a sales department field day, Jen, if they want to
get on. It is. I know. I'm visualizing the photos.
Yeah. And by the way, don't even worry if Tanya and Robbie don't want, the mentions while we're there. I got a bunch of lead up programming that I'm doing.
The pre-show.
Doing it in the wedding.
Pre-show.
The red carpet.
Pre-show. I got a countdown afterwards of the best moments.
Yeah.
All brought to you by Listerine.
So good.
And Ford.
Well, that's how I got there. I couldn't get there any other way.
The Ford looks good. The Bronco looks good on you.
Have you seen it on me?
Yeah, you posted like a video. Video.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
My gosh.
Sissany, what happened overnight? What did we miss? Because I was sleeping.
Well, Anaheim City Council voted last night to approve Disneyland Forward, a plan to allow a new theme park, hotel, entertainment, and retail development around its existing theme parks. The Lakers beat New Orleans last night in the NBA's play-in tournament. They will now take on Denver Nuggets in the first round of playoffs. Game one is Saturday in Denver. And Ariana Grande's grandmother, Marjorie Grande, who is featured on Ariana's song Ordinary Things, made history as the oldest artist ever on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. She is 98. And that's what happened overnight.
I feel like this move was just yesterday that you and Michael and the family moved into your new place. And now, is this the first warm weather season that you've experienced in the new place?
Yeah.
I feel like you've lived there for a long time.
Well, we closed escrow right towards the end of summer. It was like September 15th. And then it just went straight into the holidays. It was like Halloween and we got the big 12-foot skeleton and Christmas. And so now here we are in spring and I'm starting to realize that we have a fly problem.
Ew. Zip it up.
Like major ill. Zip it up. What do you mean? Like zip them up in the bag?
Bugs. Got it. Fly problem for me is, matter of fact, someone told me yesterday my fly was down. It's great.
Oh my God. My fly was down at Coachella for I don't even know how long. And I was like,
I don't know how. Like I'm really good at these checklist things. And I had a checklist issue.
It happens. It happens.
Anyway, so these are flies. These are the big flies that just get in your face. They get in your food. They're not good on my watermelon. They're not good on my fruits.
And they're just like hovering in my outdoor patio area. And we thought maybe it was because we had it was a covered trash can. So we're like, okay, let's get that out of the way. Mm-hmm. That's not doing the trick. And when we moved in, we have two avocado trees. And one of them had a fly bag thing hanging from it when we first moved in. And I was like, oh my God, that thing stinks.
So ugly.
So I told Michael to get rid of it, and he did. But there was a reason why that was probably there.
Yeah.
And so I'm doing all this research, and this is almost like a help to anybody that can call me and help me with this, because I know that we've had callers call in that have avocado farms. Yeah, or they have horses and stuff in their back. Like, how do you
things that draw in the flies?
Exactly. Like, how do you get rid of flies? Because I'm buying this stuff off of Amazon, and I don't know if it's going to work.
Well, a couple things here. Number one, at least it's not mosquitoes. Those will come too.
But I bought these little mosquito things and hopefully that works.
Well, let's see. But those are worse. They get somehow mosquitoes know what time I'm going to bed and they are waiting for me to tuck me in.
Yes. There was one in my room last night.
Number two, wait till you get all the ants coming out of the counter and the walls.
Oh, we've dealt with that already.
When it gets hot, I live in an ant farm.
Yeah, we've dealt with that. It's so crazy, kind of just discovering all these new things.
Well, it's the heat. The heat brings out, there are so many ants marching, coming out of walls, cracks, everywhere when the heat comes out. But if you are a solutions-oriented person in the Department of Fly, please call us reach out to us somehow. Sisney would love
exactly
to get a solution on that. Well, it's going to be a hot one. It's going to be a warm one today. It's going to be a hot summer, probably. So get ready for it.
Always is.
Your morning hack is next. I think, you know, these things are maybe random, but I think applicable. That's a hard one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it applicable?
No, it's applicable.
Applicable?
I don't know, actually. Whatever came out is what it is, because that's a hard one for me to get out. Applicable.
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 Mark, you want to weigh in?
I believe both are acceptable, but the first one listed on Google is applicable.
Oh.
And what did I say?
That's what you said.
Yes.
Applicable. I can't remember. I can't barely say it. I'm so nervous when I say it. I can't hear myself say it.
I can never say
it. You have words like that?
Compartmentalize.
You ever have to give a speech or you have a presentation and know there's a word in there that you you're definitely going to fumble and all you can do is see it coming.
Exactly.
And you still fumble through it.
I try and just change those words.
Try, but once it's in the teleprompter, it might be too late.
All right. So anyway, there's a freezer expert on Instagram. This freezer expert's very famous. Got a lot of great tips on freezing food. The goal of wasting less, right? That's the premise. So these are three foods you probably didn't know you could freeze, and three you should definitely not. Freeze eggs. Freeze potato chips. And freeze cooked pasta. It's all good stuff to freeze.
Mm-hmm.
Do not freeze hard-boiled eggs, Tanya. I put that on there for you because I feel like you make them all the time.
Freeze the egg. It's like already like whisking it and having it ready. Like, so you can make little egg bites.
Right. Exactly. Crack, whisk, and frozen. Yes. Hard-boiled, don't. Salad. Don't freeze your salad.
Yeah, would think you'd want to because it goes so bad so fast sometimes.
No, but I could see that.
Yeah, because then how does it thaw?
This is a big headline. Do not freeze takeout food.
Ew.
I can't tell you why, but there's something in there you do not want to freeze, apparently.
Maybe like the plastic that they send it home
in? I think it's things that are inside the takeout food. Oh. Today's quote, stop being okay with everything. You deserve to be treated right. So don't say it's fine. I'll handle it. I'll get through it. No. Got everybody here except for Michaela's very tired this morning. Michaela, why are you yawning so big over there?
I went to a concert, so it was up a little late.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I was at the Tortured Poets book pop-up at the Grove, okay? And look at me.
Wow, you went to that?
He did not.
I'm impressed.
The Tortured Poets department pop-up at the Grove. Like, I got a little color out there. Got some sun.
Yeah.
Did you see?
You went out there? What was there?
Books.
What else?
Literature that inspired her album.
Which is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of fans.
Is that when you were jaywalking? And
no, that's another story.
Our old boss, Julie Pilot, saw you?
Let's get into that after 7. What are we talking? We'll do that after 7 o'clock. I get these texts that I almost got hit by our old music director in a van. And I'm like, that wasn't me, guys. Sorry. I didn't jaywalk anywhere today.
Totally you.
Turns out I did, but I forgot. Okay, so first, Sissany, let's get to the headlines. We'll come back.
Kiss FM Headlines with Sissany.
Well, the Lakers beat New Orleans last night in the NBA's play-in tournament. They will now take on Denver Nuggets in the first round of playoffs. Game one is Saturday in Denver. California lawmakers are considering a bill that would require tortillas and other foods made with corn masa flour to include the ingredient folic acid. The vitamin reportedly reduces the likelihood of birth defects. Anaheim's city council voted last night to approve Disneyland Forward. That is a plan to allow new theme park, hotel, entertainment, and retail development around its existing theme parks. And Travis Kelce has officially been named host of Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Kelce will MC 20 episodes of the Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader spinoff.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
All right, want to stop for a second and try and help out LATaco.com. Just Taco Tuesday. Think about all the great places to get tacos in Southern California. It's unlike any place else in the States. And LATaco.com, we talk to them throughout the years. We have a food obsession here on the show. The editor-in-chief is Javier. Javier's been the editor-in-chief for a long time. Independent local food, news, and culture site. That's what this thing is. LATaco.com. And we're going to talk to him about Taco Madness, as we have done over the years. But it turns out, he says to me, I got to talk about a bigger issue. If we don't get 5,000 more subscribers to LATaco.com, then we're going under. We're belly up. So it won't matter about this other stuff that we normally talk about. It's like, really? That's maybe we can help? That's crazy. They got to get 5,000 more subscribers by April 26th. It's a week from Friday. So let me grab Javier Cabral in Highland Park. Javier, welcome back to the show. We've done it for years where you've come on to talk about Taco Madness. I always say that someday I would love to work for you.
Well, we can definitely arrange that.
Well, can we? I don't know. You were telling me you guys are going belly up if you don't get 5,000 more subscribers. What's up?
Well, you know, it's tough times for independent local media, Ryan. Thank you so much for having me on, by the way.
Of course, we want to help.
You know, we're, thank you so much. You know, we're fighting it out. We're fighting it out. We're not going to go down without a fight. You know, we're going down swinging. And the good news is that as of today, as of right now, we've already reached half of, or more than half of what our 5,000 count is. So we are at 2850 right now. So we have some good momentum.
So we need to get you a little over 2,000 more subscribers, if we can, to save LATaco.com. Can't imagine you guys not being there. You can subscribe for $6. All right, I'm in the car. I'm listening. I'm like, I'm a taco lover. I love what LATaco.com stands for. I love the fact that it's this independent media cultural site. Javier, what do I get for my $6?
For your $6, you get free tacos and free like aguas frescas and free beverages and free all, even a Oaxacan restaurant yesterday announced that if you join it's called Madre, if you join our membership, you get $15 off your bill, which is insane.
So you're gonna pay for it in spades back.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll give you my favorite personal perk is you get a free shrimp taco dorado from Mariscos Jalisco, which is arguably LA's best daytime taco. And you just go there and you show them your membership via our app, and you get a free shrimp taco.
Okay, LATaco.com. And Taco Madness, what, it got rained out last weekend, right?
Yeah, right? Just our luck. You know, this was supposed to be our biggest year. Yeah, our 15th anniversary, our quinceañera year. We actually had a promotion. If you showed up in a quinceañera dress, you will eat for free.
Amazing. So are they rescheduling Taco Madness?
Yes, we are. We are working 24 hours to find the new date and time. We haven't confirmed the venue just yet, but please stay tuned to LATaco.com and follow us on socials to see when we have our postponed Taco Madness. Bigger and better than ever.
So you're listening to Javier Cabral. He is the editor-in-chief of LATaco.com. They need 2,200-plus subscribers to stay in business for Southern California. And you heard of all the benefits you get if you're an LATaco.com subscriber. I think just this morning, we could probably get enough people to motivate themselves, their friends, their family to keep you on business,
exactly.
Bro. I mean, it's like, in this world of so much stuff that's not good, tacos are good. Like, tacos never hurt anybody. You know, they never hurt anyone. They didn't do anything, say anything, they didn't have an opinion. They just made you feel good.
Yeah.
Like, viscerally good. They just satisfy. They tingle, right? You bite into a taco, you feel a tingle. Who doesn't?
Exactly.
Who doesn't like tacos? I'll tell you something, Javier. If you meet somebody that doesn't like tacos, I don't like them.
Oh. Mm. Bold.
But true. Have you ever met someone that doesn't like a taco?
Well, yeah, and there's like so many different tacos that you could get. So it's like, how do you not have like one of those flavors?
Yeah, it's definitely a red flag if you meet someone who does not like tacos.
And bro, you won me over ever since I saw you on Netflix. Taco Chronicles, one of my faves.
Yeah, you know, we did 3 seasons with that. And, you know, yeah, we're still keeping the taco dream going. You know, we're fighting our way. We're gonna make it happen. And, yes, we like to say that it doesn't matter how much money you make in Los Angeles. Everyone is drawn to a good taco. It's official food of Los Angeles because there's one in every other corner, and they represent so much.
I've got an idea, Tanya.
Yeah?
Ruby?
Yes?
You guys are planning some big events coming up.
Yes.
Why shouldn't we have tacos at your weddings?
I did think about it for like the late night munchie snack.
Okay, give tacos a primetime slot.
No, I'm down for primetime too, but you know, right. I feel saying, like when.
But everyone loves a late night taco.
Yes, fine, thank you, Sissany.
We'll have a late night taco. But I'm just saying, like, we could get some tacos for your event.
Yes.
Tanya, are you gonna serve banquet chicken? Oh, I'm so bored.
First of all, no, we are not chicken lovers. Thank you.
What are we going to have?
I don't know.
Tofurky?
I'm not there yet.
All right, Javier, look, do me a favor. Javier, LATaco.com, they need few thousand subscribers here. Just over a couple thousand subscribers.
Yeah, let's get them some right now.
If you could do it, they stay in business. Why don't you check in 24 hours? Mark, 24-hour check-in with Javier. Let's see where they are.
Great.
All right. Well, buddy, thank you for... I'm glad we could be here. A beacon of help. Hopefully, we'll get some people on there. And
thank you so much, man.
His business card says Taco Scout. That's what his business card says. Okay, buddy. You take care.
Thank you. See you, see you in 24 hours.
Okay, talk to you in 24. Hopefully with some good news. It's just like one of the good things in life. Can't have that go away. Hey, look at the sunshine this morning. Oh, I love it. Highs in the mid-70s, mid-80s inland. We're paying your bills at Kiss FM. It is National Cheese Ball Day. Did not know they had a day for me.
Wow.
I'm very happy that they're celebrating. People like me.
Mm-hmm.
Proud cheese ball. Tubbs, I think you are too. I mean, I don't want to call you out. I think you're one of them.
I don't think Tubbs is a cheese ball.
But you didn't stand up for my defense.
Well, I think we're all cheese balls.
Yeah. I love being a cheese ball.
Me too. Yeah.
I find it so easy. You know, it's like if I had to be Tubbs, not a cheese ball, it'd be so much work.
Yeah, it's so nice.
It's just nice.
Natural.
Cheesy. Right? Just natural.
Cozy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, so I got a text from all you guys. Hey, why are you jaywalking? Almost got hit by a van. Julie Pilot was driving her mother's van.
No, she's a mom. She's a mom of three.
I misread the text then.
Yeah.
Typical. On brand.
On brand.
On brand, yeah.
Yeah, I thought the text said, hey, Julie Pilot, who used to work with us at Kiss, is driving her mother's van and almost hit you crossing the street. I'm like, okay, a lot of wrong things here.
Definitely was not that at all. I just very sent you funny. A screenshot of what she sent me. She said, dude, I literally almost ran over Ryan with my mom van.
Oh, mom van.
He was jaywalking across Cahuenga.
Yeah, I'm like, first of all, wrong, wasn't me, no chance. And then it dawned on me. Oh, yeah.
That was yesterday, that moment.
I had to park when we shoot American Idol. We park across the street. We have to walk across the street to the studio set.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, that was me crossing the street.
You got to be careful out there.
Whoa, did she really almost hit me? I didn't even realize. I didn't even see her.
I mean, maybe she hit her brakes and you didn't even realize because you're just jaywalking.
What a crazy story that would have been. Run over and killed by former music director at Kiss FM. Right? I mean, what if that would that'd have been a whole like revenge conspiracy theory?
That's so crazy.
Like, totally. Maybe she was coming after me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
She doesn't work here anymore. Although she left us, as I
recall.
Right,
right, right.
That's true.
I know exactly what happened, by the
way. But also, jaywalking is legal.
Jaywalking is legal?
Yes, it's legal as long as you do it safely.
But it's not about being legal.
Who decides if it's safe or not?
It was like a law that passed like 2 years ago.
But who decides if jaywalking is safe or not? It can be always unsafe.
I know.
If there's not a car in sight, I would say that's
safe. That seems gray area.
Am I right? No. Oh, I'm wrong.
You can't say it.
I can tell by Mark's eyebrows. And I'm like, he's like, no, that's not right.
No, it's not.
I could have sworn there was a law that passed like a few years ago and said jaywalking is allowed now.
Well, you are dreaming because it didn't happen.
I was the one that reported it.
Anyway, Julie Pilot in your mother's van. Thank you for not running me over.
In your mother's van.
Sometimes you're going to read a text fast.
Bury you.
I was picturing the van. I'm like, I wonder if it's one of those old vans with like the Lazy Boy chairs in the back.
Oh, wow. Those are throwbacks.
From back in the day, right?
Yeah.
Like a Dodge.
Yeah, they're always cream colored.
Let's get to it. So the husband's eating challenge, boyfriend's eating challenge is on TikTok, isn't he?
It's all over TikTok. And so it's basically the fact that men eat way faster than women, usually. So what you're supposed to do is get your plates. Let's say it's like this. It'd probably be better if you have the same exact meal. So maybe like burritos or a cheeseburger or something like that. And you sit down. Like, I just know that in my household, Michael can take down his plate, seconds, thirds, all before I'm even barely even denting my plate. So you're supposed to go bite for bite. As soon as they take a bite, you take a bite. As soon as they take another bite, you take a bite. And you keep going. But these videos are hysterical because you just see how much faster guys eat and then swallow and then eat and swallow. It's just...
Yeah, we kind of don't look up at times. I'm a very fast eater, and I read things that say, slow down, it's better for your digestion, you won't eat as much. My dad eats... So you have to understand something. Usually I want to enjoy it. But the sooner we finish, the more time in life there is.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
And so when I eat with my family, my father, he's very slow. I mean, we are done and we are yawning and we're nodding with our heads. And he's still taking his fork through his scampi.
But it's not about that. It's not about shoveling food down so you can leave. It's about enjoying your meal and sitting there and
having
conversations.
Who's a happier foodie than I? No one. No one. No one here. No one enjoys food more than I.
But it's not about the food. It's about the experience.
This is the difference. This is the debate. Guys just like eat it super fast. Like Michael won't even clean his hands in the middle of like, you know, like I will like take a bite and if I get like my hands dirty, I'll clean them and then start again.
What do you clean them with? You have
a
napkin.
Jeez, what a process.
See, he doesn't even use a napkin. Yeah, I'm telling like, you.
Sometimes I stand up and eat. Like there are many days during the week where I get home and I just stand in the kitchen and I eat something out of the fridge and I'm done. And then I put together, you know, my treat, my bowl of berries and almond butter and milk.
Yeah, those days are over. Family dinner every day.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7 KISS FM.
So I'm going to spin the wheel of games. Let's give away the Bruno Mars tickets by playing a game here. Here it is. We got match games, celebrity shoe sizes, name that SoCal city, top five popular sodas, Dodger or Biblical King. And it is...
Biblical King.
Wow. That one seems tough.
These games rotate, guys. It's a hot wheel. So it landed on
celebrity shoe sizes.
Celebrity shoe sizes. All right. If you want to play celebrity shoe sizes.
I've never seen Mark laugh like this, like in my life, actually.
You're on KISS.
She's fly effortlessly, and she move like myself. I look at her and it makes me proud. There's something about her. It's something oh so sexy about. Kind of woman that don't even need my help. She says she got it, she got it, no doubt. There's something about her. Cause she work like the boss, play like the boss. Car and a crib, she about to pay them both off.
Guys, you got here at a good time if you want to win or play along with our game. We just spun the wheel of games. Lots of games on there. Taller or shorter. High school mascot or breakfast cereal. Name that tat. But we're going to play It Landed on Celebrity Shoe Sizes. So let's see who we've got on this Wednesday morning. It is Audrey and Whittier. Audrey, good morning. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling good. How about you, Ryan?
I'm actually feeling pretty great.
Good. Good to hear.
Torture Poets Department is out tomorrow, 9 o'clock. What are you going to be doing?
Oh, I don't know.
People
probably
are torn.
Sleeping.
Yeah, people don't know what to do. All right, let's play the game for Bruno Mars tickets. It's very simple. It's called... It's actually one of my favorite songs that we just butchered there. I love the original. Anyway, we're playing Celebrity Shoe Sizes. I'll give you a celebrity. You tell me if their shoe size is bigger or smaller than a size 8. So, for example, me, Ryan, bigger or smaller than 8?
Bigger.
Yeah. Bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a 9, right?
9.5,
I'm a 10.
Oh, no. You're not a 10.
Okay. Take my shoe off.
I thought you were
a
9.5.
Just take it off. Right. Sisney's right.
No, but am I confusing you with my brother?
No, you're not. It's 9.5.
Wait, sorry. Audrey, hold on for a second.
Okay.
Tubbs, what does it say? Can you read? Can you
it's like in his face.
It smells. It's on the tongue.
It says 42.
Exactly. What's that mean? Can you Google it?
Let
me close my
European sign.
That is 8.5.
That's 8.5.
That's wrong. That's
it's
wrong.
A 9. Anywhere I can. Oh, these are women's sizes. Hang on.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry, Audrey,
we're going to play here in a second.
All right. Well, if you're 42, it says 9.
What's wrong?
That's not wrong. I just looked at your shoe.
It's snug.
If you're 42.5, it's a 9.5. If you're 43, it's a 10.
Hey, Belinda.
I'm so validated in this.
Do we have any Nikes in the office? Here, Tubbs, go look in my office and see if you can find a Nike.
I mean the scavenger hunter.
They say
right
10.
The ones that say 10.
No,
it's can you go to the
10.
Store and get some 10s, please?
Can you stop? Hey, can you stop by the Foot Locker?
There's no judgment. We're just saying.
It's
Audrey,
cute.
Audrey, congratulations. You won. No, okay, we didn't play. All right, here we go. Got to get 3 right before you get 3 wrong. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Selena Gomez, bigger or smaller than an 8?
Bigger.
No, she's a smaller, size 7.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Taylor Swift, bigger or smaller than an 8? Celebrity shoe size.
Bigger.
8.5.
I mean, not by
very
much.
Very confident with that answer. Ariana Grande, bigger or smaller than an 8?
Smaller.
6. You're right. Yeah. Congratulations. Did you work at a shoe store?
No.
But she needs to get one more right.
I counted Selena, Taylor, Ariana Grande.
She got Selena wrong, but that's okay.
She got me right, so it's 3. Fine. Audrey, congratulations. You won the Bruno Mars tickets.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Kiss FM. Nice. We appreciate you. Hold on 1 second. It's Kiss.
Find a way to articulate the feeling I'm going through. I just can't say I don't love you. Cause I love you. It's hard for me to communicate the thoughts that I hold. But tonight I'm gonna let you know. Let me tell the truth. Baby, let me tell the truth. Yeah. You know what I'm thinking. See it in your eyes. You hate that you want me. Hate it when you cry. You're scared to be lonely. Especially in the night. I'm scared that I'll miss you. Happens every time. I don't want this feeling. I can't afford love. I try to find reason to pull us apart. It ain't working, cause you're perfect. And I know that you're worth it. I can't walk away. Even though we're going through it, and it makes you feel alone, just know that I will die for you. Baby, I will die for you. The distance and the time between us, it'll never change. For my love, baby, I will die for you. Baby, I will die for you. Yeah.
I'm finding ways to stay concentrated on what I gotta do. I'm blaming you. And you know I can't take it now or never. And you're insinuating that you think we might be better. Better me and you. Yeah, I know you do. You know what I'm thinking. See it in your eyes. You hate that you want me. Hate it when you cry. It ain't working cause you're perfect. And I know you deserve it. I can't walk away.
It's Kiss FM. Ryan Seacrest with you. It's Ariana Grande and The Weeknd. So, a week from tomorrow, we are riding from OC to LA, our 20th anniversary tour. The list of stops is up at kissfm.com. Come see us in person. It'd be fun. Kiss, everybody. Nikki, Lil Uzi.
Ain't gang if you let you fly. Ain't bad if you gotta ride. Big guns and a lot of zip ties. Says she look like me, quit lying.
Don't stop,
and we're telling all,
everybody,
and we're telling all,
everybody,
hey, yo.
neutralize.
Everybody at Kiss FM, and tomorrow night Taylor is back with the Tortured Poets Department. Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, Kiss FM gonna play the new album in its entirety. And guess who's gonna host it? Not me, not you, but Taylor.
Taylor Swift.
People dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price. You know that I bought it. Killing me slow out the window. I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice. Just roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more.
Taylor Swift there. Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Tortured Poets Department is out tomorrow at 9, and Taylor is going to host the debut right here on Kiss FM. Let's get into the headlines, Sissany.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, Anaheim City Council voted last night to approve Disneyland Forward. That's a plan to allow a new theme park, hotel, entertainment, and retail development around its existing theme parks. The Lakers beat New Orleans last night in the NBA's play-in tournament. They will now take on the Denver Nuggets in the first round of playoffs. Game one is Saturday in Denver. Shakira is hitting the road later this year for her Las Mujeres Ya No Lloran World Tour. She'll kick it off in Palm Desert on November 2nd and then make her way to the Kia Forum in Inglewood on November 9th. California lawmakers are considering a new bill that would require tortillas and other foods that are made with like the corn masa flour to include the ingredient folic acid. The vitamin reportedly reduces the likelihood of birth defects. And Travis Kelce has officially been named host of Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Kelce will MC 20 episodes of the Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader spinoff. And now a look at traffic with KTLA's Ginger Chan.
Okay, so 15 South, right about Hidden Valley Parkway. You know, the off-ramp is blocked. It's just this big rig, but it does look that stalled out, but it does look like the drive and the conditions will be a little bit slow here. 215 southbound side at La Cadena, Iowa. Okay. The crash is still sitting in lanes. The tow truck, the last tow truck should be getting on scene here. And I think they're going to clear it soon. 5 southbound side at El Toro Road. That was a good spot. But with the crash, it's possibly all sitting in the right shoulder. And one lane partially still blocked, maybe like the left lane. Yeah, that's not going to help the drive. And then I did notice 405 southbound side, little touch and go now south, right about Lakewood Boulevard. They're saying that there is a crash with two cars and the middle lanes are taken up here. This report is brought to you by Normreeve Superstores. Get a super experience at the Normreeve Superstore. Excuse me, right now is the best time to get the super prices you deserve. Take a test drive at Normreeve Superstore locations near you or shop online anytime. Normreeves.com. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest, 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. Another beautiful day with plenty of sunshine in Riverside, a high of 80. Seal Beach, a high of 73 today, and right now it's 57 in Hollywood.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest with you. I was just reading this article about the little things that people say that make you happier. One of them, people say that if they prep their coffee the night before, they feel happier the next day. I agree. I'm one of those people now. People say that picking up a hobby will do it.
Yeah.
People say that picking up the phone and chatting with the new family member you don't normally chat with once a week will make you happier.
Mm-hmm.
Putting yourself first make you happier. But I really was drawn to the prepping your coffee the night before. I totally agree. I love that. All right. So Virginia's on the line. Meet Virginia, Pico Rivera. Mm-hmm. Virginia, how are you doing in Pico?
I'm doing just fine, Ryan.
Good. I like to hear that. I like to hear that. So we are going out on our 20th anniversary tour. On Air with Ryan Seacrest, 20 years on the air, Kiss FM. And we're going to start in Orange County, go through L.A., and end up in the Valley. All in one day, stopping along the way, paying bills. We're in all kinds of different spots. The routine, what do you call it? The itinerary is up at kissfm.com if you want to see it. You can see what time will be maybe near you and cruise out and say hi. Sissany, Tanya, myself, we are riding.
That's right.
From O.C. to L.A. to the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got an idea for a stop?
Yes, I do, because you're going to Ruben's Bakery. I heard that.
Yes.
And I go, I have to call Ryan. Right across the street from Ruben's Bakery, there's a little hole in the wall. It's covered in graffiti, Ryan. It's right next to a little liquor store. You wouldn't think to even go in there. But the burritos there are amazing, Ryan.
Okay. Tell me about the burritos. What's the name of it? And tell me about the burritos.
Okay. The name is called Urapan Tacos. It's spelled U-R-U-P-A-N Tacos.
Urapan, okay.
When you go in, there's nowhere to sit down. It's just so narrow. You just go in there, order your food, and get out. But the tacos, the salsa verde, the refried beans, it's just delicious.
So good.
The tortillas are made. It's the best. It's like going to your grandmother's house.
Oh, I love that. And so do you go there often?
Well, let me tell you, I used to work right there. So we found it by accident because I was like, I'm not going in here. And they go, no, come on, it's good.
It's the best.
With a friend. Right. But, you know, I was a little iffy. It's all tagged up with graffiti. And I go,
I'm looking at it online.
Yeah,
actually,
same.
I'm seeing it right now. So Urapan Taco, but it's a burrito place, or do they have tacos too?
It's a burrito place. I haven't had the tacos. I've only had the burritos because they're amazing.
Right, I'm down. We're right there, guys. So, we're literally across the street.
Right there.
It's a delicious grease fest. I'm just telling you, but it's so worth it. If you have bougie taste, people, don't go. But it's so amazing. No, I'm serious. And then every payday would happen at work. Every payday, go, hey, you guys, burrito time. And everybody was so down. There I go to get all these burritos. I miss working down at that area. But, this Ryan, you have to try it.
This is
You're probably going to have to fast the next day, but you have to try it.
I'll make sacrifices. But this is the stuff that I love. This is why I love.
Yeah, you know how you go to restaurants, they have refried beans, and they're good? No, these are your grandmother's refried beans.
Nice. That's what we like.
Oh, I want Nana Pauline's refried beans.
Oh, my God. These are delicious. But the salsa verde, the chile verde burrito, I used to tell them throw extra sauce because that salsa was so delicious.
Okay, I'm on it. Urupan tacos. And this is why I love this show. Like, you don't visit L.A., come from somewhere else while you're visiting, as you know, to see friends or family as a tourist, and know about Urban Taco. You don't even know about. You don't even know about right. Virginia Pico Rivera.
No.
You know, this is L.A. This is L.A. Yeah, okay.
You know, Virginia, Ryan, if you're going to be there, you just have to try this.
Well, can okay, Urban Taco, you will see us rolling up because we are riding.
Yeah.
In some sort of ice cream truck or something that says Ryan's riding on it.
I know. I heard you tell him this morning you wanted to be there like around 2 o'clock.
I think 2:30 we're supposed to be at Reuben's Bakery.
So I'll probably take a half day off my telework job and just go over there.
Come see us. Let's get some of that salsa verde.
It should be a national holiday.
Since I left Long Beach, just like, no, I got to get me one of those burritos.
Virginia, Pico Rivera, make sure you say hi. We'll see you on the 25th. Thanks for calling.
You're very welcome. Have a beautiful day. Bye.
You too. Hi. Bye. See, that's a person that gets as excited about food as I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, we went on for 3 or 4 minutes about a burrito, and I love that she's my people.
It was a hard pitch.
I want to do, okay, next hour we're doing tomatoes for 20 minutes. Who's down? Partly sunny. I'm called sunshine. We're going to see sun. That's good news. We'll take it. No rain in the forecast, which we like. Paying your bills. That is back. The Tortured Poets Department's out tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Taylor Swift's going to be on here to debut that.
That's right.
So she's hosting that. Very exciting. Now, we have been talking about our tour, our 20th anniversary tour, where we are celebrating 20 years of On Air with Ryan Seacrest. So we're going to roll out.
Seacrest is rolling. Celebrate. On the road for the 20th anniversary. Ryan's riding Orange County. Ryan's riding LA County. Ryan's riding all the way up the freeway to the
bay. Brought in two of our superstar staffers here from the promotions department, DJ Santana and Jay Fax. Let me hear you, Santana.
What's up? How's it going?
Fax, talk to me.
How's it going? How's it going?
Now, how are you
going
to distinguish those two voices? All right.
Come on.
Fax and Santana. So, guys, as I understand it, you're very familiar with our tour coming up on April 25th from Orange County to LA to the Valley.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I've driven it myself personally twice or three times already. So
what?
I know. He's literally the super pro over here. I was like, okay. Right,
so are you simulating the geography, the time of day? Exactly. How are you running it, Fax?
Awesome. So the first time we did was on Monday. And you know, Monday in LA, crazy traffic. And then that was the initial time. And then we did it on the Friday, more getting down with the times, you know, that you're going to go to each place.
But we're doing it on a Thursday.
Yeah. There you go. So
why did you do it on Thursday?
That's a good question. I think that's a higher up question. And we chose to do the very traffic heavy flow days. Right. That way,
like, what's the worst it can be?
Okay.
Yeah.
Smart, actually.
It is.
And Santana, what did you learn? What is the stickiest point along the route starting in Orange County?
It was, I think it was transitioning from Orange County to like the Long Beach area. It was starting to get a little trafficy, but like once we left Los Alamitos, it was a little hairy, but you know what? It wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad. A little side streets here and there, but we made it work.
Okay.
So you hit all the spots?
Yeah. I think together we hit all the spots, checked all the different spots out. We even we're like trying different food, different places.
And, oh yeah. What did you like? Give us some standouts. Ooh. Fax?
I would say some of the standouts is the tacos from Gorilla Tacos.
Yeah, Gorilla Tacos.
Oh my gosh. You can't go wrong with LA tacos, you know. I know everyone talks about, you know, San Diego tacos, but I love my LA
everybody's
tacos.
Everybody's not talking about San Diego tacos. We're talking about LA tacos.
I know what he means about San Diego. It's like San Diego's Mexican food and all their taco stands that they have in San Diego. It is kind of.
Right, but we're talking about
different.
LA tacos.
But definitely one of my favorites is from the marketplace in Compton, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Being cool, I had to go in there and get a jarritos, you know.
Mm. Oh, a little jarritos.
That's
okay.
Like just a little classic, but then 5 minutes later, I ended up spilling the jarritos.
Did you meet Ruben?
I did not meet Ruben. I think
Ruben's
we'll
bakery.
Probably say that, yeah. But Ruben's okay. Bakery was super cool.
Solid. All right. And Santana, so you grew up in L.A. with the Charter Oak High School.
Yep.
Chargers.
Chargers. That's us.
Let's see. And Fax, Jay Fax here, promotions assistants. These two guys went to Burroughs High in Burbank, the Bears.
Yeah.
This was my job. I used to be promotions assistant for like 4 years.
Well, listen, these two guys are happy you moved on so they can have a job. They're grateful. Well, thanks for doing a dry run of our tour April 25th. Where we arrive. That entire itinerary is up at kissfm.com. You can see where we're going to be and at what time. Jay Fax and DJ Santana from the promotion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, gentlemen.
Appreciate
you take
it.
Good
you,
care.
Man. Have a good one.
Bye.
You too.
Bye.
I like those guys. They should be having a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got one. Tanya has a trending report coming here in a second. Tanya, what are you working on?
Hannah Waddingham from Ted Lasso is being praised on social media for being a modern woman, and it's such an epic move.
And before that, I just want to tell you, the best fast food restaurants in America, the ranking came out. At number 10, this is across the nation, number 10, White Castle. Number 9, Kelly's Roast Beef. Number 8, Dave's Hot Chicken. Number 7, Chick-fil-A.
Mm-mm, wow.
Number 6, Five Guys, best fast food restaurants in America.
Oh, In-N-Out's got to be the top.
And number 5 is Raising Cane's.
Okay.
Number 4, Whataburger. Some of these are not in our area.
Right.
Yeah, clearly.
They can't recognize it. Number 3, best fast food restaurants in the nation, In-N-Out.
Number 3. Okay, and now I'm really curious what 2 and 1 are.
Number 2, Shake Shack. Isn't that in your neighborhood?
Who did this survey? Yeah.
The burger people enthusiasts.
Yeah. Are they East Coasters?
And number 1, best fast food restaurant in America, the Wisconsin-based butter, burger, and frozen custard chain, Culver's.
What?
I've never had Culver's.
Never heard of it.
If you've had Culver's and you're in the Culver's listening area, reach out to us on the talk back there inside the app and
I
tell us about it.
By default, being in SoCal, In-N-Out's number 1.
I'm with
you.
I'm with you. All right, so let's get to this trending report, Tanya.
Okay, so Hannah Waddingham, she played Rebecca. She was the owner of the soccer team on Ted Lasso. And she was at this very prestigious award show over the weekend in London. And there's this clip of her response to a photographer that's just gone viral. It's being shared over a million times. Basically, the photographer yells at Hannah to show a little leg, to which she responded. She said, "Oh my God, you would never say that to a man. Don't be a jerk or I'll move on. Don't say show me leg. No." And she's
great. I mean, in real life, I don't know her, but I've seen her at things and she's got a great wicked sense of humor. She's always seemingly fun and she plays a fantastic character in Ted Lasso.
She totally does. But
so I love seeing her do this.
I'm almost seeing her do it in character.
Yeah, me too. Like, I will not, you know, like that character. But this isn't the first time she's done this. And people just really praise her for kind of standing up against the sexism and the misogyny that she's been faced with in the industry. And so she's talked about it a lot and she's really an activist in this space. But I love that this clip has gone viral and people are really just praising her for standing up against the norm and just not taking it. You know, she could have just stand there and took it. She's like, no.
Interesting is that I mean, just think back to red carpets of the days past. Things like that were said all the time, weren't they?
Oh my gosh, all the time.
And now you hear it and you're like, wait a minute, this is not the place.
Right.
Love her. Congratulations on all the success of Ted Lasso. I know we met. I think she was a guest on Live with Kelly and Ryan. That's where we met. Everybody's come in for this conversation. How funny. Look at the sales department's listening through the glass. Matthew Hussey.
Good stuff.
Relationship God. Podcast God. By the way, whatever you're doing, are you in your podcast room?
No, I'm in my house actually at the moment. Huh.
Well, it looks a heck of a lot nicer than our house over here. Like our studio. I mean, they're really pouring some bucks into the podcasters, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Love Life, Matthew Hussey, is the book that you got on your desk there. Is that the latest book?
It is. Love Life, How to Raise Your Standards, Find Your Person, and Live Happily No Matter What.
You know, there's no shortage of customers in your business, is there?
Everyone wants to find love. I don't. It does. It, plenty of people don't want to date, but everyone wants to find love.
Why don't we want to date? We don't want to date. Why is that?
Because the dating culture right now sucks for so many people. And when an internal culture of anxiety and fear that we have about never finding anyone meets an external culture of people who are trying to take whatever they can get while giving as little as possible, it creates a recipe for us lowering our standards and accepting way less than we're worth. And so people are just so disappointed and have been burned so many times by trying to lower their standards so that they can even get in the game, but then finding that lowering their standards means that they end up being treated horribly and wondering why they're doing it in the first place.
Well, at least today's going to be sunny in LA, so there's some good news. All right, Matthew Hussey. So the new book, Love Life, we talked about that. But we specifically stumbled onto a conversation about you because Tanya was doing a trending report about Lily Allen Googling how long she should wait before sleeping with the new partner. And we start talking about that's probably a common Google search. And what did Google say? Do you remember what Google said, Tanya?
Yeah, Google said it was 5 dates. It was different in like the UK and America, but it was 5 to 7 dates in that range.
I love that so, Google had an answer for it. Yes. I didn't realize Google was going to be so specific.
So we did think that maybe you've explored this topic before. Now, my view is how do you have one rule, one number for everybody? It's circumstantial to Sisney and I actually feel the same. It's circumstantial. And frankly, if it's a Friday, it's different than a Tuesday, right?
It's a feeling that you have with that person.
Right. But what would you say if we asked?
Well, here's the problem. The truth is that it's a feeling you have is a really dangerous logic because your feelings are not necessarily valid. I know we're here all the
this
time.
It's so sweet of you.
Feelings, the feelings are
darling,
feelings
I can't
are valid,
wait to tell you.
The truth is how you feel about someone is not necessarily a measure of their character. It's a measure of the impact they've had on you. And someone can have a massive impact and have really poor character. And you only find that out after you actually get to know them better. So there is no rule for this, but it has to be a personal decision where we say, what is it I'm actually looking for? Am I being intentional about wanting a relationship? And if I am being intentional about wanting a relationship, and especially if I know myself and I know that if I sleep with someone and they never call me again, it's really gonna hurt me, then I need to be very intentional about when I do this with a person. In other words, if your intention is to have a relationship, then you have to sometimes park your feelings and be like, does this get me closer to that thing? And is this someone who's in the same place as me? And what I always say to people is no judgment. Whenever you want to sleep with someone, there's no judgment at all. Like sleep, as long as you're safe, sleep with someone whenever you want. But ask yourself what's working for you and what isn't. If you wake up the next morning filled with anxiety after doing it, and you're like, why did I do that? Last night, it felt like a good idea. This morning, I'm just thinking, I wish I hadn't. Then you have to listen to that in yourself and say, there's something about this behavior that's not working for me. Forget whether it's working for other people. It's not working for me. And then say, well, what would make me feel better? Well, maybe what would make me feel better is being a bit more intentional about the conversations I have with someone before I sleep with them. So maybe after a few dates, if I'm starting to want to, and especially if they're trying, I say to them, hey, listen, this would clearly be very fun between us. I have no doubt about that, given how fun and sexy our dates have been so far. But I also don't want to do this if we're not in the same space and you're not open to anything more, because I know I'm being intentional about who I give this energy to in my life right now. And when you say that, you're actually having the conversation most people are too afraid to have, because they're afraid to push someone away. They're afraid to scare someone away. Mm-hmm. But we have to actually start realizing your standards don't push someone away. Your standards are actually the best magnet you have for the right kind of person.
Right.
And Tanya just threw down double fingers on that.
Yeah,
I don't know if you saw it, but she threw down double fingers.
Standards,
all right,
baby.
So what we're hearing is we need to be mature. And I think that is...
Yeah.
It's difficult sometimes, right? Because you do want to give in to emotion. You want to give in to feeling. And the brain isn't always the stronger voice.
Yeah. But you have to have decided your path ahead of time. It's like if you're a person who knows you want a family and you're dating someone who's 15 years younger than you, who has no, they don't have their sights set on that for another 10 years. Well, why date that person? The only reason you date that person is if you weren't being clear and honest with yourself about the path that you're on. And a lot of people aren't. A lot of, we're all wondering how to have a hard conversation with another person. But the hardest conversations are the ones we have to have with ourselves, where we say, what is it I really want in life? Let's say, if I really want a family and I only have a certain number of years biologically to make that happen, why would I give my time to someone who's in a completely different headspace and doesn't want this? That's not ruthless. That's honest. It's being honest with yourself about what's actually important to you.
Such great. It really is. Like, I'm sucked in and drawn in. I forget that I'm on our show. Matthew, I just need to, we have to run, but I need to know, please tell me you don't practice all of this perfectly that you preach. It would make me feel a little bit better that you can't, you don't get it all right. Do you
make mistakes.
The
right?
funny thing is, I literally, the introduction of this book starts with me saying, confession time, for most of my life, I have been a terrible person to date. So, Ryan, I well and truly take myself off of any kind of pedestal in this book.
Makes me a little happier. So it's sunny today and he's not perfect. All right. It's going to be an okay Wednesday. Hey, continued success, bro. Good to have you on. Thanks for the chat.
Yeah, we love
you. And for anyone who wants to grab a copy, lovelifebook.com is the link.
Got it. Thanks, pal.
Thanks.
See you, Matthew Hudson.
Bye, guys.
He's got a very welcoming tone to his voice, too, doesn't he?
Of course.
Yeah.
I feel like I would tell him anything. Is he a therapist? He could be my therapist.
He should be, honestly.
Yeah.
He should be my therapist. But he's got a podcast. I don't know if I could tell my therapist. Then he goes and does his podcast. All right, Tanya. So next week is Thursday, April 25th. It's going to be our Ryan's Riding Tour through Southern California, starting in Orange County, going through L.A. to the Valley all day long, making stops. Every stop, you can see it at kissfm.com. Look up the itinerary. We're going to be in a lot of different neighborhoods. If we're near yours, come by. We have free food every stop, plus I'm paying your bills. Every single time we stop, paying your bills in person there. It's going to be fun. Tanya would like to do Spirit Week.
Yes.
It is an exciting week for us, a celebratory week. How do we look at Spirit Week? This is basically the meeting we would have off air, but we're going to do it now.
Yeah. So, you know, when you're in high school and you have homecoming week and you have these weeks with like the big event at the end. So the big event for us is going to be our day that Ryan's Riding Day. Yeah. And so Spirit Week is just to kind of get us in the mood every day with like a different theme that we come to work dressed like.
Okay, what are some of the themes?
Okay, so I was thinking we start out Monday.
I love how she stops waiting for a big reaction. He's like, okay, but like what? Let's hear how elaborate we have to be here. It is a weekday.
I would like to remind you that you both were way on board with this when I pitched it initially. So
I am still on board.
So Monday, I was thinking we do just blue. Since the On Air with Ryan Seacrest logo is like blue, we can like...
Oh, this is easy spirit stuff. I'm not dressing up like...
Well, come to Tuesday. Okay, come to Tuesday.
Uh-oh.
Tuesday, I was thinking we do crazy hair or crazy hat day.
Let's do hat.
Whatever. Pick your choosing.
Okay, so it's either or.
Either or.
It's either or.
Yeah.
Oh, either or.
Crazy do. Okay.
Crazy hat or hair day.
Blue hat hair. Okay.
And then Wednesday would be twin day. And so that's where we would come up dressed.
The same.
So I was thinking you and Tubbs could be twins and Sissy and I could be twins.
Can we just wear what we normally wear?
No, it's twin day. So like you wear the same thing.
So, but we wear a black t-shirt and blue jeans.
Well, I was hoping you'd be a little more fun than that, but sure.
This is about as fun as I get.
Maybe you can wear your riding shirts together.
Okay. Yeah. Do we have those shirts ready?
Maybe.
What about sports day? Representing any of the sports throughout Orange County and
fun
LA?
Too. We could also do like a freestyle day. Like you could do sports, I could do the Ryan's Riding, and Tanya could dress up as whatever you dress up as.
A microphone?
Freestyle. Yeah, it could be a microphone. I know you've always wanted to be one.
Yeah.
Keep asking me, Ryan, when can we dress up as microphones? If you ask me one more time.
A vinyl, I don't know, something like that.
I like it. Let's bring it together. Let's put a bow on it.
Oh, yeah. So they're simple, just very easy,
simple
breezy.
Things that we can also change out of for the rest of the day.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Or just be in for the whole day.
Right. Well, Monday.
Like blue, you could wear like a blue baseball cap and call it a day.
Okay. I'm in.
Okay, great. Wow, that was much easier than I thought.
You prepared for worse?
I was prepared for to be met with resistance, yes.
Oh.
Not here.
No.
We're ready for this.
Fluid. Not in these times.
Fluid circle.
Oh, I'm so excited. Tomorrow, Taylor's album's coming out 9 o'clock. She's hosting the launch of it here on Kiss. Guys, it's going to do it for us today. We're back tomorrow with the Ryan's Roses being Thursday. We'll look at different emails, ryan@kissfm.com, if you need some help in that relationship department. That's it. We're going to pay bills again tomorrow. And I feel like a lot of action was going on in the back room. I saw Mariana pacing back and forth there.
There was a mystery banana back here. We're trying to figure out.
Yeah.
It was like super brown in this desk. And we're like, whose banana is
this? So Mariana is pacing back and forth to try and get to the bottom of
because
it.
Because it's hers.
Yeah. Yeah. It's mine. I'll admit
doing,
it.
What are you doing storing your fruits here?
Well, I make smoothies. Remember I told you I got a blender because I get hungry?
She brought a blender to work.
Well, a small Vitamix, one. You know, like the NutriBullet ones, you know, the tiny ones. So.
Whose panini machine is that in the corner?
It's probably hers.
Is that yours too?
Yeah, I've been eating over here.
Tomorrow she's making crepes if anybody wants some.
I mean, it's a long commute for her, so she really just has to plan the day.
Oh, she's got a big cast iron she's going to break out.
The I do. Scooper. Come through.
I'll feed you guys.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. It was kind of fun, actually. Really enjoyed it.
Yes.
Hate it when it's over, but we'll do it again. That's the good news. Can it reset and restart? Do a full shutdown and launch again tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, here at Kiss with Ryan's Roses. Sisney's got you till 11. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.